From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Brand. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Chatham Town Board March 7th held another public hearing on the town's proposed new zoning law. Most people in attendance addressed the issue of regulations on short-term rentals. Many who spoke were homeowners who either rent part of their property or owned a second home in Chatham that they rent for short-term stays. The board heard from several Chatham Village business owners who spoke in support of permitting short-term rentals as a way to bring tourism to Main Street. Many of the people who spoke at the meeting had an issue with the residency requirement in the proposed zoning changes for those who rent out property. Sally Simmons, describing the proposed regulations for second homeowners, said, and I quote, "This amounts to a ban on short-term rentals," end quote. Also during the open meeting, attorney Paul Freeman, representing some local homeowners, told the board that there were, and I quote, "drastic changes," end quote, in the proposed law, and that, and I quote, "there are a number of inconsistencies," end quote, in the wording, which leaves, and I quote, "many unanswered questions," end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Mallory Monet is reporting for the Times Union. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, March 14th, announced the lineup of at least 15 immigration attorneys on his statewide rapid response program that will provide emergency legal services to immigrants targeted by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Cuomo said in a press release, and I quote, "With this new program and expanded opportunity centers, we are ensuring vulnerable immigrants who are unfairly targeted by ICE have the legal assistance and services they need to achieve their full potential in New York," end quote. The list includes the Prisoners Legal Service Office in Albany, which will receive $325,000 for two attorneys. The Capital Region attorneys will join at least 15 others statewide. The providers were chosen through a competitive bidding process. In addition to urgent legal help, providers will directly represent separated and unaccompanied children, conduct Know Your Rights trainings in hard-to-reach regions within the state, and give other non-legal support services to families facing deportation. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman is reporting police agencies in the region will participate in a statewide enforcement effort to crack down on impaired driving during the St. Patrick's Day holiday weekend, Friday, March 15th through Monday, March 18th. Law enforcement agencies will collaborate and be out in force in an effort to reduce the number of impaired driving-related injuries and deaths. The Stop DWI St. Patrick's Day crackdown is one of many statewide enforcement initiatives promoted by the New York State Stop DWI Association, with additional funding coming from the Stop DWI Foundation, courtesy of the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. The Federal Railroad Administration has announced the final environmental review of the state's high-speed rail program will be completed July 1st. This new date is the most specific estimate yet. The review considers five alternatives for increasing passenger train speeds west of Albany, and the study is expected to identify which of the five alternatives proposed will likely be pursued. Michael Wajnar, Deputy Secretary for Transportation in the Cuomo administration, said the Federal Railroad Administration was given the study last summer and the state has yet to hear back. The final environmental impact statement needs to be in place so the state is able to pursue federal funding. It is not clear how quickly the final EIS would become available to the public once the review is completed. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, a nice weekend, and a happy St. Patrick's Day.